would come home from school every night, I'd go in by her bed and tell her all what happened at school. And we was really close. And it seemed like, even though you knew she was going to die, you're really not prepared. You wanted to know how it was when she died. Oh, well, my dad was, he could tell she was going to die, so he, I was ironing something, and they came and told me to come in where she was, and went in there. And she was in a coma for about quite a few days, and she was asleep, you know. And she just shut her eyes, and the sweetest smile you ever seen came over her face. So I knew that she was happy, and, but when I came back after the funeral, it's like if they took all the furniture out of the house. Awful lonesome. And you only got one sister. And Aunt Martha couldn't have any children. She had a lot of miscarriages. And I missed my sister terrible. So I just dance at night, turn the radio on, and dance till I get so tired I fall asleep. And then my dad wanted to go, he went prospecting some. We went out to Nevada. It was probably 10 or 11. Wasn't about 10 when I got home. We went out there, and it was up in the mountains. It was by Lovelock, Nevada, and there was a little tin house there. And my father, he made some sluice boxes. These long box, wooden boxes at the bottom in it, and it had a screen in there. So it screened out the heaviest gravel as it sticks it on the side of the water that's coming down in the creek, and then they'd throw this dirt in there, and the heaviest dirt would, the water would wash it down, and then they'd throw it settle down in the bottom. And we stayed there one summer. And then after my sister died, Aunt Martha and Daddy went down and was prospecting around Beaver. They used to have quite a few big mines down in Beaver. And so they had a lot of these dumps, you know, where, and there was still gold in some, in the dirt, in the, that they brought, threw away. And so he went down to this mine, it's called Rob Roy. It's down by Beaver, and I went with him in the summer. And we was up there,